Well, hello, everyone. It's 9 o'clock sharp down here in Texas, and my name is Alan Johnston. I go by the name that was taken over after 30 years of a professional life in coaching. Most everybody recognizes me as Coach. I want to first thank Brian for giving me the opportunity to be on this call and to visit with you. And as I always do before I have a chance to do this, to begin, I always say a short prayer that something that I say or share with you will resonate and help you in your journey with your business and allow it to exponentially grow beyond your belief, or at the least meet your reason for doing ambit, or as we refer to it, your why. I will be celebrating a 13-year anniversary in this company in December, and for me, it's been nothing short of what I refer to as a financial God wink. I've been recognized by the corporate office, but I didn't get an ambit for awards or recognition. I got involved in ambit on a very minimal, pessimistic mindset to get our daughter a car. And all of a sudden, these checks started flowing into our house that were hard to comprehend. But the bank were taking them, and the money was showing up in the account, and nobody was coming with handcuffs, so something had to be real. And I didn't have a lot of time in the day, but I knew why I was doing ambit. And after Brian had reached out and asked me to do this call tonight, I asked him, I said, is there anything particular that you would like me to visit with everyone about? And he says, no, I just would rather you do something that's near and dear to your heart. And so I took a few days to really think about that. And I kept going back to something that I shared a few years ago, I believe probably 4 years ago at one of our national conferences. Real quick, speaking of that, I hope that each one of you, and I heard several of you when you introduced yourself, mention that you were registered for simulcast. And my hope is that you've committed to your business enough that you have made that commitment, that self-accountability, if you will, to get that ticket and be a part of simulcast 2022. You know, there's a lot of changes going on, some to be very transparent with you, some that we worry about, some that we're excited about. But the one thing that we know is we're still all involved in an industry that is being absurdly used every second of every day. None of you don't already know. But the one thing that I see and I hear and I visit with people about are the objections that we overcome, the roadblocks that we run into, just the questioning of what am I doing? And in doing that, in thinking back, I wanted to go back and revisit with you, with your permission. And of course, I've muted the lines and I've got control, so I guess I'm going to do it anyway. Perseverance and focus and drive and determination. And I want to do that through a quick story, if you will, that I shared again a few years ago about the bamboo tree, the giant bamboo tree. I think this will resonate with you. If you'll give me a few minutes and I'll bring it full circle. But I'm talking about the Chinese bamboo tree. You know, it all begins with a seed. And that seed brings a vision. And I'll use it in context of a person, if you will, and a farmer who was down on his luck. He had no hopes and no dreams that were being fulfilled. He had hopes. He had dreams. He had wishes. But they just weren't being fulfilled. And he went to a mentor. He went to a person that he respected. And he asked his mentor, what can I do? And the mentor brought up the giant bamboo tree. And the farmer said, I've planted all kinds of crops. What is it about this one? He said, if you will be persistent and consistent in your effort, you will live a different life a few years down the road. But you will have to follow a strategy that I'm going to teach you that is very simple, a technique that is proven that will, in fact, change your life. But you have got to stay focused. You've got to stay committed. You have to do the work. But I will lay it out to you how to do it. So the farmer said, please. And the mentor said, I want you to go buy a sack of seeds of the giant bamboo tree. And with this vision, you have to be consistent and you have to be willing to work toward your ultimate goal. So the little farmer, he went out and he planted his seeds. Struggling to survive and provide for his family, he planted these seeds with a hope and a vision that he would be able to provide when these towering bamboo trees reached 90 feet over his head. Every day, after he planted these seeds, he went out and he watered and he inspected the spots where he had planted these seeds. Key word there, my friends, is every day. He watered and he protected, he fertilized, and he took care of these seeds. After the first year of doing this, he looked out across his ground, and other than a few little vegetations that he had planted to feed his family, where his dream was, where his hopes were, where his wishes were, there was absolutely nothing showing. Now, where he had sown the seeds to raise crops to feed his family, that was flourishing. But the spots that contained the real hope for his future, there was nothing there. Knowing he had to feed his family, he continued to grow his crops, and every day he went out and he cultivated, and he watered and he fertilized. Well, within weeks, the other crops were sprouting, providing the nourishment that his family needed for the months ahead. But as time went, nothing showed. But he knew that the Chinese bamboo seeds contained all of his hopes and his wishes. The other farmers started making fun of this elderly man. They were laughing at him, telling him he was crazy. He would stand there, and he would stare at these spots. And as I said, the other ones, his neighbors, those who didn't believe in what he was doing, they laughed at him, they mocked at him, they made fun of him, which made him begin to question what he was doing. At the end of the second year, he looked across his field and he saw nothing. The third year ended, pouring water, pouring his energy and his hope into this Chinese bamboo seed, there was absolutely nothing showing. His family started to question, why are you doing this? Why are you using the bulk of our fields to grow something that's not happening? But he knew that if he didn't do something every single day, as his mentor had told him, and kept his vision on his future, that surely the seeds would die inside the soil. 4 years went by, and there was nothing. He was doubting himself. It's simply what he was doing. No knowledge of no reward, just simple unspoken hope that his life was residing underneath the earth's surface. One morning on the fifth day, as he carried his pail of water ahead, as he had done for the previous 4 years, he topped the hill and dropped his pail of water, went running back into the village screaming for his family. All the other farmers started coming out of their houses thinking, well, he's finally gone crazy. He's finally tilted. He's lost his mind. And he begged for his family to come out to the field behind him, and they followed apprehensively. And behind his family were the other farmers, smiling and giggling at him because he had finally lost it. And whenever everyone topped the hill, they looked out across this field, and they saw little one-foot sprouts coming up all over the spots that he had meticulously watered every day for the previous 4 years. Here's something about the Chinese giant bamboo tree. It grows at an average of 3 feet a day once it hits the earth's surface. A month later, they're 90 feet tall. And in China, what they use these bamboo trees for are everything, textiles to clothing, to building, to energy. You see, what had happened during the 4 years is there was a weave of roots connecting and intertwining underneath the earth's surface so that there would be enough strength to hold the towering bamboo trees. That farmer was set. His family was going to experience a different life than they had ever experienced before. Because he never lost hope. He never left his dreams or his wishes. He stayed focused on a system that had been taught to him and that was proven to work. Yeah, he questioned it along the way. People mocked him and laughed at him along the way. His family told him he was wasting his time along the way. But finally, all of a sudden, it happened. My friends, I want to say a few things to you on a personal level. And again, not to brag or boast or anything. But some of you know this about me. Some of you may not. The first 32 people I talked to told me no about Ambit Energy. But the reason I was doing Ambit, my hope, my wish, my dream was to get our daughter a car because my wife Leanne and I needed her to have a car. 32 people told me no. I've worked with people inside this business, and I'm not mocking them or making fun of them. They get told no two or three times, and they walk away from this opportunity. I've talked to people that say I've ran out of people to talk to. I don't know anybody else. Every day, my challenge to you is to water your tree. My challenge to you is to every day follow this system that we all do. There's not a better guru in Ambit Energy than Brian McClure. And he's taught me countless times to not give up, persevere. The 33rd person told me yes, and I was off to the races. Except the next day, I started getting told no again and again and again and again and again. 34 through 53 were no's, and the 54th person was a yes. Two out of my first 54. Most of you on this call tonight can blow that statistic out of the water. And inevitably, I felt like I ran out of the people that I could talk to. And I might have, because I remember hearing this, it may have been me or it may have been someone at a conference or a training or a meeting I was at that said, I ran out of people to talk to. Somewhere along the way, someone took time to look at me or look at them. I don't remember exactly how it played out and said, do you have anybody in your organization that has joined you in this business? And the answer is yes, obviously. And their response is, then you haven't ran out of anybody. The more people you help reach and obtain their goals, the better your goal has a chance of becoming a reality. The more times you share this business, the greater opportunity you have at yours becoming a reality. By helping others reach their goals, yours becomes a reality. You've all heard those things, and they're not myths, they're factual. So my biggest braggadocious point, as always, it will be on my children. And all of you that are parents on here know the feeling that you have whenever your child does something and accomplishes something. It's like an epic point in your lifetime. But when your child passes something back at you that you know that you've taught them, that you've instilled in them, it makes it even more special. Both of our children have graduated from college. They've graduated from college without any debt, thanks to the fact that we've been persistent and consistent, and we've watered our bamboo every day. And along the ways, they've sat back and they've watched what's been going on. They watched the coach go to work and leave the house early and get in late. They've ridden in the truck and heard the coach without the radio on and the Bluetooth on, and they know they need to be quiet while he makes a quick 30-second to one-minute phone call. They've ridden many times with me over to the farm, and on the drive to the farm, the radio is not on, but if that phone rings, Dad's answering it, and more than likely, it's going to be Ambit, and they've got their earphones in, and they're listening to their music, and they're watching my mouth move. They know that they've seen me get up from the supper table, the breakfast table, and walk away to step outside and take a call. But both of our children are now college graduates without any debt, and our son took it to another level. And many of you might know that recently he graduated from law school and just a few weeks ago got the results that he passed the bar. He took time to send everyone who gave him a graduation gift a thank you note. And surprisingly, he even sent one to us. He sent one to his mom. He sent one to me. I won't read the whole thing to you, but I want to share this with you because it resonated and remotivated me to realize that even though I haven't missed a day of watering my ambit bamboo, I might want to take a little bit more and throw a little fertilizer on it now. In this thank you note, he says, on those long nights in the library studying for exams and then the bar, I would often think about grit. It takes grit to work when no one is watching. It takes grit to overcome fatigue after a long day, and it takes grit to push through to the very end. You ingrained that in me, and it helped me achieve more than I ever thought I would. He goes on with other words, but in that moment right there, I thought, if I'm going to talk the talk, I need to walk the walk. There's been times in my ambit career that I've talked the talk and almost didn't walk the walk. I go back to the very first event that I could have attended. I was a full-time coach. I didn't have time to be messing with ambit energy. But I was telling everybody they needed to go to this event up in Dallas. I was telling everybody on Thursday nights, I'd get through with my workout, I'd rush over, and I'd do the business presentation, and I'd go home and I'd pass out. And I kept telling everybody, go to this event, go to this event, get registered, go to this event, knowing that I couldn't go to the event. But I wasn't putting across that I was going to be there. I was just telling them they needed to go. And God's got a great sense of humor. Because on the Thursday night before the Saturday event, I show up for the meeting. And that next night, that Friday night, is one of our conference games. And it happens to be against a team that lives the furthest away from our school. And that was the reason that I didn't think I'd be able to go, because I knew we wouldn't be getting in till 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And this event was going to start at 8 o'clock a.m. the next morning in Dallas. And I had the responsibility of my team. So I go Thursday, and everybody's talking about the event. And a couple comes up after the event, after our meeting is over with. And they're very good friends of ours. And they said, Coach, we need you to do us a favor. I said, sure, whatever you need. Here's God's sense of humor. They said, it's our anniversary weekend, and we're going to Dallas, and we're actually going to go to the event. And I said, that's fantastic. Congratulations and happy anniversary. They said, thank you, but we need you to do me a favor. Do us a favor. I said, what's that? Drew, who was their son, was out of college, and he was a regional consultant in their business. Would you mind bringing Drew with you? Would you mind bringing Drew with you? And then we'll take him from there because we're going to meet family for a dinner that evening. Okay. So now there I was. I'd been called out unknowingly. So I said, sure, I'll bring Drew. Well, here's the bad part about it. Go Friday, load my team up, leave early for the game, get up and play one of the worst games a team of mine played in my 30 years of coaching. We got blown out. Then to put salt in the wound, we go over to get the food to feed the boys on the way home. And our freshman team and our JV team that had gone by the restaurant before us made a mistake and got the varsity's food. So we had to wait for them to prepare our boys their food, which put us off another hour. I put my head on the pillow at 2 o'clock in the morning. The alarm went off at 5:30. I got over and picked Drew up at 6:15, and we headed to Dallas. And I was probably the worst host I could have been to Drew on that drive. I was tired. I was frustrated. I was upset with my team. I didn't need to be going to one of these Abbott things. I needed to be back at my office breaking down game film and preparing for Tuesday's game. We got there. I was not in a very good mood. And then all of a sudden, I heard this gentleman for the first time speak by the name of Jerry Thompson Jr., followed by a gentleman by the name of Chris Chambliss, the two original co-founders of Abbott Energy, and then this guy by the name of Brian McClure. And he was followed by a gentleman by the name of Ray Monty. And as I sat there and I listened to these men, I realized that they tied their shoes the same way I tied my shoes. They put their pants on, their shirts on the same way I do. They just had a little bit more grit than I had. I even tried to have that angle of, I'm working 15 hours, 16 hours a day. These guys got this stuff full time. I was trying to make up excuses is my point. But you see, my friends, what happened is whenever I left that event, I was excited. I knew I had my hands on something that could be really special. On my way home, I made the phone calls just like we all do, leaving Ambition or Simulcast or any regional event that we might attend. Sunday, I made a few more calls. Monday, I went back to my routine. My routine was on my drive to work and drive home from work, which was a 15-minute commute either way. I made two or three calls. But every day in the truck with me going to school was my daughter. That reason for doing Ambit, all I had to do was see Rachel, and I knew that that was what I had to do. You're on this call tonight for a reason. You're on this call because you're excited about what you're a part of. You know the future's bright. You know there's an opportunity that you've made a commitment to yourself to do. The question is, are you willing to truly water it every day? And are you truly willing to help other people understand the importance of watering it every day? And I do mean every day. We never ask anyone to work this thing 8 hours a day. Nobody has because nobody's making $1 million a month yet. Everybody's doing it part-time. And I don't know what the future holds. I personally think our world's upside down. I know our country is. Between the corona stuff and political upheaval and all this other crap that's going on, people, the one thing that I know inside of all of those things, however you feel about it, and I'm not judging anyone, the one thing I know for sure is people still are running their air conditioning and turn on television, charge their cell phones. And we sit here in a moment in time with an incredible opportunity that's been incredible since day one. It is incredible right now today and will be incredible a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. And whether you're still on this train is going to be solely, specifically your call. Is it going to be easy? No, it's not going to be easy. That's why not everybody's doing it. Is it going to be worth it? Absolutely. Is it going to happen when you want it to happen? No, it's not. But a persistent, consistent effort of staying focused, following a proven system, following a technique, staying professional, protecting our golden goose, as they say, and taking your pail of water every stinking day and watering your bamboo seeds, all of a sudden your sprouts will pop up. And you'll be looking at life a little bit differently.